Well, one of the questions we get a lot, 55.5 gets, is how do we know where we're going and how do they contact us? Who gets a hold of us? When we were in Kenya the first time, a lot of you guys remember that trip when we went. We got a call from Engineering Ministries International, and I think some of you may be familiar with them. They're a traveling group that designs churches and hospitals all over the world. We got a call from one of the trip leaders there that said, hey, my very dear friend Joshua is in the hospital, and maybe one of you could go over and pray with him. And he was like 45 minutes away. And so Linda Giroux and I went to meet Joshua at the hospital. And we got a chance to talk with him and pray with him. And he was near death, very, very near death. It turned out he was allergic to the medication they were giving him. And it almost shut down his whole internal system. He made it through all of that. And through EMI and through others, he learned what we do. Now, Joshua has this amazing ministry where, you know, I like it because a lot of times when you think of the widows, you think, oh, those poor widows, we need to pray for them, we need to help them, we need to blah, blah, blah. Well, he's got a whole other philosophy on it. Those widows are doing amazing things through the power of Christ that is in them. And it's amazing to see a ministry where the widows are not the ministry to help them, but the widows, I mean, they're praying for us right now. They've been praying for us for over a year, I think. You know, since we were there to meet Joshua, these widows are active in training the children and doing so many things. And it's not a, oh, pity, poor, help me, which it could be. But, I mean, these widows are really contributing back. And it's just seeing the power of Christ revealed in those widows is something amazing. So Joshua has a very special ministry to me because it's a different take on the widow. Now, there are plenty of widows that he helps care for as well. But I like that they are a part of that ministry to help it continue on. So Joshua, he's got a vision. Everywhere we go, we see that these pastors in these countries have vision that we can't even fathom. The vision that Joshua has, at one point he had asked EMI if they could design a 7-story prayer tower. A 7-story prayer tower? I mean, yeah, that'd be great, but, you know, that's what we need. But they literally pray 24/7. Like you guys heard, they're singing songs. I mean, they just have this whole prayer warrior. And we get emails all the time saying, hey, you know, the widows prayed all day for you guys yesterday, or it's just amazing what goes on out there. So I'd imagine we're not done with Joshua yet. I'm sure he is thrilled to have lots more involvement with anybody. So, and he has plenty to do because his vision is grand. So I could see more becoming, part of Joshua. Yeah,
because I actually asked him a little bit more about that. He had like a revival going the whole time. So mm-hmm. Talk about efficient use of resources. We had tents there. I mean, all night till what, 11:30 at night. I mean, I was awake, but a lot of these guys were trying to sleep. I mean, it was loud, too, because the speakers were going, but they had pastors from everywhere.
Yeah.
And so I talked to him a little bit. He got his education over in Philadelphia. He went to seminary school over there, and everything else. He was there 5-6 years, something like that. But he's only been doing this for like 7 years. He just kind of carved the compound out of the jungle,
yeah,
almost. And he's got, I mean, he's got a school for these young ladies that you see here that Wendy and LaVon work with primarily, and all these little kids, these little orphans, and it's amazing. They got wells, they've dug wells, the GMI has helped with that, and just you see what's there and what probably was there before, and it's just amazing what they've done. So, yeah, Joshua's really, he's doing a lot of great work.
Yeah, he's a man with great vision.
Exactly. And he's really trying to bring all these pastors together, too.
Yeah.
And that's hopefully a beautiful thing. Joshua Boaz connection will do some more.
Yeah, that's been a very healthy thing. In some of the countries we've been to, there's a real almost competition between churches because there's a very limited amount of resources in these places, and the churches tend to go, oh, you know, I would be horrible if I was in one of those countries. I'd be just like that. But it's encouraging when you go to a place like this because you see, like, the Boazes and the Josephs that are a part of that ministry work with the Joshuas, and those, you know, they're not related. Man, they just come together, and they're all about the glory of God there, not about, oh, I want my church to be shinier than that church. They want God to be glorified, and that is an inspiring thing to see. And that makes me think we're going to be there a bunch. So,
cool.
Get ready. All of you.